This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Tuesday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chasten and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. And today we leave with news that markets now realise they need to reprice much more substantially as the Fed is about to move to inflation fighting mode again. Wall Street has started its week with a severe case of the jitters. The S&P 500 is down 3.6% in late afternoon trade and falling. That means for 2022 it is down 11.6% and in almost exclusively one-way traffic, and you may recall it started the year at an all-time high. The NASDAQ is down 4.5% so far today, and the Dow is down 3%. So it's a broad-based retreat led by tech stocks. The bond market is rallying in a minor but unconvincing way, and the currency markets are in full risk-off mode. The early report on January factory activity in the US sees a small pullback in their strong expansion, but it is still healthy. But the services sector reported a much sharper pullback in January, barely expanding now after a strong run. Supply delays and Omicron worsened labour shortages are getting the blame. More or less confirming the PMI data, the Chicago Fed's National Activity Index dropped below the expansion territory to -0.15 index level in December from an upwardly revised and strong 0.44 plus in the previous month, suggesting that there is a contraction in economic activity in December following 2 months of expansion. It is their first decline since April 2021. And the story in Japan is similar, with a sharpish contraction in their services sector, although Japanese factories are expanding a bit more vigorously. The net of the two, however, means they're now going backwards in January. And Singapore reported consumer price inflation picking up for them, now up to 4% in the year to December. This was yet another inflation report that topped estimates. Taiwan's industrial production posted another strong result, up 10% year on year to December, and off a strong base, which makes it doubly impressive. But their retail sales only rose 3.7% on the same basis, although that was to a new record high. In China, their central bank cut yet another benchmark interest rate. Meanwhile, Beijing is pushing local governments to issue bonds faster, and they're responding with early, fast, and big increases. And staying in China, the rise and rise of the lithium price has reached ludicrous levels, topping $56,500 a ton. That is a doubling in less than 3 months. Going green is going to be expensive for consumers, a shift only the rich will be able to afford. In Germany, January's latest flash PMI data indicated an upturn in business activity across their economy, led by a stronger performance from the country's manufacturing sector, as supply bottlenecks showed further tentative signs of easing. Supply pressures remained elevated, however. But they are a standout in the EU generally. Eurozone business activity growth slowed for a second successive month in January as the spread of Omicron took an increasing toll on the bloc's economy. Although supply chain delays eased and provided a boost in manufacturing production, renewed pandemic restrictions led to a marked slowdown in the service sector growth. Still, nothing is actually contracting there. And the latest PMI data for January in Australia shows their private sector shrank for the first time in 4 months, affected by the latest surge in Omicron infections. Later this afternoon, the Reserve Bank of Australia will release the results of its monthly review of monetary policy. It is very likely to signal a change of course. Whatever it does, it will almost certainly be market moving. US Treasury 10-year yield opens today at 1.72% and down 5 basis points from this time yesterday. And the price of gold starts today at $1,834 an ounce and $2 lower than this time yesterday. And oil prices start today lower by $2.50 a barrel at just under $82 a barrel in the US, while the international Brent price is now just on $84.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar will open today weaker yet again at 66.7 US cents and another half cent drop. Against the Australian dollar, we're firmish at 93.9 Australian cents, but against the euro, we're a quarter cent lower at 58.9 euro cents. That means our trade-weighted index starts today at 71.2 and its lowest in 26 months. This sharp shift alone will be inflationary because it's a 5.6% devaluation over the past 11 weeks. And the Bitcoin price has slumped lower again, down 3.8% to $33,964 in a continuing sell-off. It has now lost 27% since the start of the year and lost 50% since its peak in July 2021. Volatility over the past 24 hours has been extreme at plus or minus 5.4%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.